Blog Talk Radio.
My God, Ron is here. Ron is here in the static. My Ron, you made it. Thanks, bro. Oh. Everybody, we tried with the Blog Talk Radio. It's voice over IP with these phone numbers. And I used to be with this system 2 years ago, and they used to do this to me on time. I mean, callers like, oh, my gosh. It's nice to have it when it works, but you're calling me. It's busy. I'm trying. I know it's busy. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Ron Anthony from ATL, and I hear I'm in Milwaukee. Thanks, bro. We got it.
Yeah. Man, it's glad to be on your show.
Thank you, bro. I'm hoping the phone lines are open for everybody else now, 516-387-1328, because – my friend, I do a live podcast on the speaker, which is cool. You know, it can be you and I, but we want to get some friends chiming in. So let's hoping that's going to work tonight. Okay, bud?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How you been, man? Sorry about your son and, you know, all that tragedy. And wow, what a world today.
Goodness.
I needed to reach out to you, especially with getting some calls, you know. My, hey.
Yeah, it's crazy. But you know what? With my new song, I'm a country swag all over them. Because it's, you know, when you go through things like this, they fight you so you can give up. But I don't give up. I find a new road.
I know you do.
A new highway, huh?
Yeah, you do. And I love that tune. I played that first one, the highway tune, but I played another one opening tonight as I kept retrying. But, yeah, man, that country swag, bro. I love that. It's a nice classic tune. You know, I was telling you when I played this interview with MTS a couple years ago, it's an opening for a show, The Highway to Heaven.
Yes.
That's yours, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is, man. But it's been, you know, it's kind of, for all the artists, it's kind of tough now because everything, the COVID-19 got us all quarantined and locked down.
I know. Life is, you know, the artist and God, we could talk to show all different angles what's happening to everybody out there. But through the music and the gift of God, I always call it through the, you know, the sounds of the instruments, it at least brings out some happy and some joy to everybody.
Some happiness, yes.
You know.
That's what I've been in the studio in my place. I have a studio here, so making new music and just collabo with people. So it's really good.
Gotcha. So how's the things going down? And I know you're rocking the fight down there for what happened to your son and all that stuff.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
We really got 8 minutes. Because when I was in such a rush to set this up, I didn't hit the 60-minute button. It's on 15 minutes. We can come back and we'll do it again, but I just realized that looking at the clock. Yeah, there's a clock schedule on this, my friend. They give you 1 hour. 1 hour, yeah,
right.
You got to be locked in. So anyways, going back to all that tragic stuff with your son, how's that going for you?
Yeah. Well, you know, the state of Georgia has shut it down, but people know me. I opened it back up federally because I knew, you know, in the state of Georgia, they all stick together. And so even my alleged attorneys, they all stuck together they all make money off of my son, which is not here anymore. So what I'm doing now is I don't give up. So now I'm working it federally. So I went to the FBI. I mean, I went everywhere because when something like this happened, it gives me energy of the people because my son is gone. So that's been a long time now. So my energy is to help other people and to bring the notice, like, so people will know we need to stay in these schools. We need to. And listen, and if your kid can't talk, watch the reactions because in – people look at it like, I know they're saying, oh, my God, here he comes again. Yes, I'm back, and it won't stop until something is done. So it's going good for me because I have a lot of energy to make it work. You know, it's not like a sad thing. It's a great thing because I know that I'm doing something to help the ones that can't talk.
Well, yeah. Did it happen in school? When all these events,
well,
your special needs student, he died, I guess, is what happened.
Yes.
You know, it's hard to talk
about
because I work with kids too. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, he couldn't walk or talk, so the teachers abused him. And she put the first teacher, she threw him out of the wheelchair, did a lot of things to him, threw him. Passed gas in their face. It was other kids as well. And so in the second abuse that was covered up, she put a thing around his neck. She made something up, and it cut off his circulation. And that's how he passed away. And you know, in the state of Georgia, it seems like it's okay, and they want you to go away. But I won't go away, and I'm not going away. You know, and you go through the – should I stop? Should I do this? And you have people telling you, well, you need to leave it alone. No, when it's a child involved and they can't talk, you keep it going. And you, if you have to do it alone, it's okay. I've been doing this thing alone, and I'm good because, you know, I don't trust this. It's not the system. It's the people in the system.
Yeah, and you have your foundation. They can't talk, but we can.
But we can.
Yeah, we can. And you're right. I mean, my niece has special needs, and, you know, it's what got me involved in helping kids out. But my, who can stand up for them, you know, but us? And I'm so sorry to hear that you're being the father. And and I knew that coming on, you know. And my heart just bleeds for you and everybody to lose a child or, you know, to have a child.
Yeah.
It takes a special heart to – it's a 24/7 job. God gives you a, you know, that child to you to take care of them, and then something like that would happen. I'm so, so sorry for all that. And how can you not stop speaking up, you know, when they say you aren't going to talk again, my friend Ryan, you know?
Yeah. And they try to offer you money to be quiet, but I won't take it. I'm not taking it. I'd rather speak and somebody pay for this and pay for it by changing things. It's not all about money. You can't buy me. It's about making things better, making the laws better for the ones that can't talk. That's what it's about. Then you paying me.
Well, I'm just thinking what I do, no eyes on. You know, these, if there's any way they can, you know, go forward with every child that eyes on, somehow we can watch them. So many different things are happening as they are falling. And if you're not there, that's the hardest thing. I'm not talking what happened in your event, but just trying to think of some solutions, you know, with technology. And again, yes, there's a caring heart too, because it's such a need out there, and they are people. They are amazing people, all the special lads and all
created.
Oh, my gosh, it's the best. You know, one of the things I want to do with this show is have an autistic open mic, John Vento from MTS Freckles and Records and Michael Stolper. And John does that in Pittsburgh, you know, in all that creative energy that, and that's what I see of you, Ron. Yeah, you're continuing the fight, but, you know, God bless. What are you going to do? And bring it out and other people. I know you have a live show that you do. How often are you on air? Yeah, how often are you on air?
Well, I'm on air. Like, I don't go on all the time. It's just it hits me, and then I'll stay on for a long time, then I come off. Because I want to be able to bring something positive that I'm feeling in my mission. And so when I do that, it just comes from within. You know, so it's not like I get on just to get on. When I get on, I'm coming to bring something that's going to really change some lives.
I know you are. And you're doing the video and all that stuff. I'm such a scaredy cat. You know, I'm sitting behind a mic over here. You know, as I'm watching everybody do the live video, I need to reach out. Do you hear that? It says 90 seconds. See, it's got me on the clock.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I'll tell you what, I can recycle this, but I'll do it. It'll take me about 3 more minutes, and we'll try and call again. Maybe we get some callers.
Okay.
But yeah, the other thing on the spot, in the speaker, I don't have a time limit. I can talk as long as I want or whatever, but that's how it is on a Blog Talk to have the call-in number. But yeah, we'll do that again. I'll give you a call back in about a minute. That's just too funny.
All right.
Ron Anthony.
Thank you.
Oh, and now we have 60 seconds. It says in our ears. So, but anyways,
they gave us some more.
I know, isn't that funny? But I'll come right back with us. But again, 516-387-1328. Tom and Ron, we are doing the improv. I think it was like 25 minutes you got a hold of me, and I'm like, let's do it, 6 o'clock, because I do it too. I'm just like you, man. Let's set it up and run it. You might be tired.
Yeah, let's
coffee
do it.
And apple and reach out. So, oh, man, thanks, bro. I'll tell you what, we'll be right back, okay? And let me finish up your song here in a second, The Highway, and we'll be right back with Ron. Thank you. Hopefully it works.